back and leaving drunk. You know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game I wanna play.
And Going Up the Country, a track that was at the, it was towards the start, I think it was towards the start, yes, of the Woodstock film.
And yeah, when that, when the, that was actually a studio version.
Yes.
And while that was being played, they were showing you different people setting up tents and various other things.
Yep. So following on from last week's programme, where we played a few tracks to celebrate the release of the film and the triple album, we're going to do it again, probably in about 20 minutes' time, because first of all, we're going to give you a John Wetton section.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, inspired by you asking me if I've heard of a band called UK.
Yeah.
And yes, I had, but I've got nothing by them other than a 12-inch promo single from long, long ago. And this is UK with The Only Thing She Needs.
Incidentally, greetings, listener.
Yes, welcome.
Hope you're well there. Hope we're filling in the time that you're spending at home in self-isolation.
And thank you for reminding me, Les, that we are actually doing a radio programme here and we're not just playing each other tunes.
But no.
Effectively, that's what we do each week.
I hope you're all well out there, incidentally.
Yeah, and in the second and third hour, we'll be playing those new singles released this week, released on Thursday, the 26th of March, because I'm pretty certain it must be Easter in 1970. So we're going to be playing UK with The Only Thing She Needs, then King Crimson and Easy Money from the album Larks, Tongs in Aspic, and then Asia, and I think it will be Only Time Will Tell, all featuring John Wetton on vocals.
Thank you. Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
For 2 weeks we could have peace, the Almighty.
no laughing matter when you keep your bread in an old fruit jar and Twinkle Boy in moccasin sneakers.
You just gotta love these lyrics, haven't you?
KC and the the Crimson Sunshine Band, featuring John Wetton on the vocals. We began with UK, The Only Thing She Needs, and I've forgotten how good UK were, so thank you for pointing me in that direction. And when next week we'll
do some more on some UK
more,
next
some
week.
More UK.
And thank you for our listener in North Wales for suggesting it.
Hello, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Asia. Another band, which we've done them in the wrong order, actually. We've done them in completely the wrong order. King Crimson were the first, well, I don't know if they were the first band. We asked Creamman's in a hurry today, isn't he? I don't know too much about John Wetton, actually, but I know the first I was aware of him was in King Crimson. Yeah. And then it was Asia, and then UK. We will do another expose of John Wetton next week. Mm. This is from the... The album, their first album, Asia. Was it just called Asia, Les?
You think so?
I've got the actual sleeve here. Yes, it was just called Asia. This is track two, Only Time Will Tell.
Find that you planned it all along. You think
tears that used to tide me over.
Think it's so frustrating that they faded it down at that point. That should have gone on and on. Play that for my wife Kathy, who loves the band Asia. And that is the end of our little expose this week of John Wetton. And now we return to Woodstock. I know it didn't happen now in 1970. It was from 1969, but this is when the film and the album were released. So we're going to go over to the control room now with Mr. Newman. And we're going to dare to play the Fish Cheer and Fixing to Die Rag, but we may have to censor it in our own special way. Over to you, Les.
Putting it in context, at the time of this concert, the US was in the middle of a very dirty war with Vietnam, which was to last another 7 years. And many of the people there were draft dodgers, and there was a very much a protest against the administration at the time. And the song that Country Joe McDonald sings very, very much reflects the mood at the time. Anyway, this is the Fish Cheer from Country Joe McDonald.
Give me a C!
A!
Give me a U!
No!
Give me a K!
A!
What's that spell?
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on a Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. You know that peace can only be won when you blow them all the kingdom come. Sing it! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Listen, people, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate, but send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. All right! One, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Country Joe McDonald. Volume, please.
hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he. Copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, oh, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on. San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights, it's there you find Joe Hill. It's there you find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he.
Yeah, that was Joan Baez there with Joe Hill.
That was beautiful, Les.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And prior to that, we had Country Joe and the Fish with their fish cheer. Fish cheer.
And their Fixing to Die rag, which so sadly was indicative, as you intimated at the start, it was very much of the times, that dreadful Vietnam War.
Yes. There's a line in there that says, be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. Sadly, that was true for a lot of families.
Yeah, yeah. So before we get too melancholy, Les, let us move on.
Yeah,
and continuing our celebration of the release of the film and the album, this is going to be Crosby, Stills, Nash
and
Neil Young did join in, yes. Even though this, I think he was just about on the first album, on the sleeve of the first Crosby, Stills, Nash album, looking out of a window. You can just see a vague face of Neil Young. And this is Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
To the point where I'm no fun anymore. I'm sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud. I'm lonely. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
A little less bottom end on the guitar, please.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Oh, babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past
you are what you are. You make it hard. Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free. Does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever, baby. Yes, and for always. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your seat. Are you still listening? Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart. Yes, and I love you. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Got to lose. Tuesday morning, please be gone. I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose? It's my heart that's suffering tonight. That's what I have to do. I've got an answer. I'm going to fly away. What have I got to lose? Come see me Thursdays and Saturdays. Hey. What have you got to lose?
Sparrow. of lamenting. Change my life, make it right, be my lady.
You know, I marvel at how what were young musicians of the day, how they can write such meaningful lyrics. Yeah, Les, don't let the past remind us of what we are not now. Know. That means such a lot to you and I now, at the age, at the immense age that we've attained now. But you know, as I say, they were young. They were what, in their late teens, early 20s at the time, and they wrote such wonderful lyrics there. "Sweet Judy Blue Eyes," actually written by Stephen Stills. This was your idea, Les, wasn't it?
To
celebrate Woodstock.
Well, 50 years.
Yeah, it may be the last chance we get.
But it was just an iconic 3-day festival.
It meant much.
At the time, in the 1960s, it was the if you like, the epiphany of what the 60s meant.
The counterculture.
Yeah, and with the backdrop of the Vietnam War, protests of the been through all the race riots and that of in the late mid-60s, and it was just the culmination of all that.
And proof that hundreds of thousands, quite literally, of young people could enjoy themselves and not have any trouble.
Crispy.
Radio Seagull.
Are we going to continue with this?
Yes, we are. We are going to continue now.
We'll get the man from Sheffield himself.
Uncle Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
And he's going to get by with a little help from his friends. It's what we've all done throughout our lives, I think, Les.
I know.
Puts it all into focus. It's called "With a Little Help from My Friends." Remember it.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how goodbye. Well, I need it, my buddy. Yeah.
to be alone.
No, no, no. How do I feel at the end of the day?
I said, because you're on your own.
I tell them you say no more. Oh, I can live my friend. I got to buy the thing all the way. Everybody got the love I need. Certain it happens all the time. You know it does.
What do you see when you turn off the light?
I don't see nothing, but it's just the light. Don't you know I got to live? Gotta get my friends together. Cause all we gotta do is love now. I'm gonna take them home with me now. You gotta get all of your friends now. You gotta get hold of your friends and love. Everybody knows the way. Everybody knows the way. You got your friends. You got your friends away. You got your friends to love. You got your friends to love. You got your soul to love. We'll be right back.
very much indeed. See you again. Beautiful.
Joe Cocker. Oh, wow. What a performance. Yeah. With a little help from my friends.
Just come to the end of our Woodstock journey. What a fantastic concert it was. I remember seeing it when I was 17 at Leicester Square Odeon, and in full stereo sound with the three tracks running simultaneously on the screen. And as the film came to a close there, we finished with Jimi Hendrix's version of Star Spangled Banner, followed which went straight into Hey Joe. Of course, that everybody knows that well-known line, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." It's actually, I think, "Excuse me while I kiss the sky." Just one of those things that various people hear incorrectly.
"Excuse me while I kiss the sky." Put a spell on me.
And as that final track played out, the screen, the cameras just panned across the site as people were leaving, torn tents. It was sort of an absolute barrage of desolation. There was stuff everywhere, and you could see images of people picking up shoes that had been left by others and just putting them on and just got scavenging through the thing to see what they could find. What a wonderful film. It was reflected the era at the time, and it's something I will always remember. Anyway, this is Les Newman, and thanks for listening to our show.